Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's where we find Mark Cabali, Steelers insider from The Athletic. Not wearing a Butler Bulldogs hat. That is what? The Mon Valley Bulldogs, I believe?
Oh, man. It's the Portview Bulldogs.
You said it last time. I'm sorry. Portview Bulldogs.
8 and under champs.
8 and under champs? Are you the coach of that team, or are you just, ask you, are you a good parent in the outfield?
I try to help the kids out a little bit on the side, but swinging the old hit stick or something, but not much more than that.
All right. You've also been a guy who's watched the Pirates your whole life, and so I'm curious to ask you this question. In all seriousness, no like joking around here. Have you ever seen anybody as a rookie do what Paul Skeens is doing for this team? Has any rookie in this city kind of lit things up the way? I mean, you watched Roethlisberger go 14-0 as a starter. I'm sure you were covering this team when Kendrell Bell was a human missile, but you got to go pretty far back, I think, to see somebody this physically dominant like a Lemieux in their rookie year doing what Skeens is doing.
Yeah, you probably have to go over to hockey. I mean, Roethlisberger's obviously the one that jumps out. What was he when first 14 or 15 games? But it was, not a lot put on him to win those games. So as of sheer dominance, I know it's only been 10 games for Skeens or something like that.
11, but how about this? In 11 games, Mark, he has already done something that no other pitcher ever has done for an entire career. Now, it's one of those goofy baseball stats, but it's a road start where he went and gave up no hits over, I think, a certain number of innings, 6 innings, with 10 strikeouts or more and 1 walk or fewer. He's got 2 of those already. No other pitcher ever to pitch in baseball history on the road has 2 of them. Literally.
I was watching the announcement on the old Dan Patrick show today, and I can appreciate it, but my goodness, show some emotion. Give me a smile. Give me something.
I think that's
Paul.
What people like about him, though, because he's the Terminator, man. I mean, he's just he kind of, what's scary about him is, in all seriousness, and you know this because I know you like and coach baseball and everything, he reminds me of Maddox with the mentality out there, where Maddox was always setting a guy up for the next pitch, and also just Roger Clemens level stuff, where it just seems unfair to throw some of the stuff that he actually throws.
The only thing I worry about, and I don't know, I don't know him, the personality-wise, but if he keeps losing or no decisioning one-hit games and they're losing 1-0, when all of a sudden he becomes a little bit frustrated, I don't know. He doesn't look like to have the personality that does that right now, but if I'm keep throwing gems out there and coming out with no decisions, that gets old in a hurry.
Well, he's lucky that he pitches in the era where no one cares about wins and losses anymore, and they just look at the stuff, and so he'll be just fine when it comes down to that. I'll switch you over to the Steelers here, Mark. Donnie mentioned this to me, and I kind of wanted to bounce this off you in a pretty open-ended way. He said to me, the Steelers play a game in like 4 weeks, I think it is, and he said to me, it doesn't feel like we've been talking about them nearly as much as we would be around this time most years, and I kind of agreed with him. And so I was wondering if you had the same vibe. I mean, you do mailbags for The Athletic. You submit, you want listeners to send you questions, or readers, excuse me, to send you questions. you're thinking about this team 24/7, 365 more than most people are. Do you feel like for all the offseason upheaval that it calmed down a little bit? Would you agree with the idea that it's sort of just not very choppy waters with them at the moment?
Yeah, right now. I mean, come talk to me in 12 days when they report to camp and all of a sudden Russell Wilson looks not as advertised or Najee Harris is not practicing or something like that, and all of a sudden it gets the waters gets churned up quite quickly. It's just, I think a lot of it has to do with the time of the year right now. I mean, of course, I think a little bit has to do with some of the Pirates and their, I guess, success right now as well. But I mean, once we get into the meat and potatoes of this stuff, it all changes. So I would anticipate a lot of wide receiver talk, quarterback talk, slot cornerback talk, and a lot of people getting upset quite quickly here in the next couple of weeks.
Do you get the sense that they thought 8 games was coming for Cam Sutton, or that they thought it would be less based on who you've talked to?
Well, I obviously they knew something, right? I mean, they can't be that naive to think that he was just going to get off scot-free. 8 was probably the high end of it. I mean, typically, I think what you normally
six
get
usually.
6 games.
Yep.
6.
So they clearly found there were some aggravating circumstances the NFL did there.
Yeah. I mean, I think they were well aware of something was coming, maybe not to this degree. And that's why they were, you know, maneuvering some stuff in OTAs, throwing some people around a little bit. They got options at that spot right now. I mean, obviously not good options compared to Cam Sutton, because I still think Cam Sutton's a pretty good slot corner. But that stuff will work its way out in the next 3 or 4 weeks where, you know, they're going to throw different people against the wall here. If it's, you know, Beanie Bishop, if it's Josiah Scott, if it's Anthony Averett, if it's moving some safeties down like Deshaun Elliott, you know, any of those guys. Or then you have to figure out if those guys can't handle it, you can bring a guy in like Patrick Peterson. So there are definitely options, and that stuff will play it out in the next couple of weeks. But I think the notion of Cam Sutton comes back week 9 or 10 against the Commanders.
He can come back right around Halloween. Like, I think, what is it, October 29th?
I think it's
29th.
After the bye week.
Yeah.
After that Monday night game against the Giants, they got bye then Commanders. I think that's pretty good thing for the Steelers at that point, because I think he's definitely going to be able to help him out when he gets back.
Mark, as far as this team's offense goes, it was one thing I was kind of musing about yesterday while Paul Skeens was throwing another no-hitter, and that's that so much of Arthur Smith's offense was based on Derrick Henry. How close of a Derrick Henry facsimile do they have with Harris and Warren as a combination? Like, how successful can that offense be without, you know, a gold jacket guy in his future at running back?
I don't think we have to worry about the running backs, honestly. I think those two will be able to handle their what they need to do to provide that type of offense for him. Or you have to be a little bit concerned about is the offensive line early. Because look at the last 2 years. It took him a little bit of time to work up to being a good to semi-dominant offensive line the past 2 years. And now you're potentially adding 2 new guys and 3 new position changes. So it's going to take time regardless of the people they throw out there. So I would be more worried about that in the running game, maybe sputtering early because of the offensive line, because you don't get these guys together. And even in camp, I mean, how much is Sam Marlowe going to play? You know, how much are you going to battle Dan Moore and Fatanu, where those guys aren't going to really get to know James Daniels next to him? So I worry a little bit more about the cohesion of the offensive line through the first 6-7 weeks more than the running backs. I think the running backs are fine right now. I think they have combined are a Derrick Henry type, if not better, type of situation.
Ooh, that is a mouthful at the end there.
Combined.
Yeah, it's the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers with your powers combined. Or no, that's Captain Planet. I'm sorry. They were Earth, Fire, Wind, Water, and Heart. Last one. Are we in a mere lull about wide receiver acquisitions, or do you think that the idea that they're going to go after a big name and get a big name in a trade at that position is pretty much DOA?
It just looks – it doesn't look good right now, right? It doesn't feel good, put it that way. I mean, who's going to be out there that's going to be a difference maker? I mean, if you're throwing Ayuk out there and the heck doesn't look like San Francisco wants to get rid of him, then where else do you go? Whoever they cut in September, and there will be some receivers cut in September, that last cut, are any of them going to be better than what they already have? So I'm at the point, unless Omar pulls some of his magic, and obviously he can do it and he's done it, but this might be something that might be even too tough for him to be able to accomplish. You're going to have to hope for guys, you know, the Roman Wilsons of the worlds and the Van Jeffersons, and more than anybody else, I think Pat Freiermuth is going to have to really step up his game. But as for adding that legit star number two, it to me right now, it does not seem like it's going to be possible, because anybody who's out there is just not going to be that good. I don't think they're better than what they have already.
Mark Cabali, Steelers insider from The Athletic. Thank you, Mark.
All right, fellas.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.